A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belong to the world will love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Remember the word I spoke to you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the night before his death, and Jesus sits with his 12 disciples at the last meal they will share before his glorious resurrection. He has washed their feet as a powerful symbol of service, illustrating with unmistakable clarity what he was asking of them: love one another as I have loved you. The mood is ominous as they listen carefully to his last words to them. They hang on every word, though not understanding his mysterious message. Over and over again, he repeats the core theme of his preaching. Listen to him as he speaks to us. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved more than you can imagine. Anything you ask for in my name will be given to you. You will never be alone. The one who created you invites you to a place of eternal peace. These words are comforting to us, and they must have been to the disciples as well. Then the tone changes abruptly, and the words aren't comforting anymore. They are challenging, brutally so. I saw a poster once that showed a rag doll being squeezed through a wringer on a washing machine. The caption was this: "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free, but first it will make you miserable." The truth here in this gospel passage is that following Christ, being one with him in his mission, isn't going to be easy. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. Those words are hard to swallow, and yet we know only too well how true they are, and how liberating. To lay down one's life for the sake of truth is just about the most freeing experience any human being can have. We have only to look at the faithful disciples of our own age to glimpse the truth Jesus is telling us. In recent years, we know of so many, too many, who have died because of their faith. Bishop Oscar Romero, the 6 Jesuit priests and 2 women killed one night in El Salvador. Ita, Mora, Jean, and Dorothy slain because of their love for the poor. And on another continent, Dominican Bishop Pierre Claverie assassinated in Algeria. And we could name many more. It is said that there were more Christian martyrs in the 20th century than there were in all the years combined since the death of Jesus. This gospel is a sobering reminder of what the German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, himself a martyr, called the cost of discipleship. Even as he wrote his letters from prison, he decried the concept of cheap grace. He tells us, and I quote, "Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ, living and incarnate," unquote. Then he speaks of what he calls costly grace, and again I quote, costly grace is the gospel, which must be sought again and again. The gift which must be asked for. The door at which one must knock. It is costly because it costs us our life. And it is grace because it gives us the only true life. Above all, it is costly because it cost God the life of His Son. You were bought at a price. And what has cost God much cannot be cheap for us. Grace is costly because it compels us to submit to the yoke of Christ and follow Him. It is grace because Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden light." Unquote. Dietrich Bonhoeffer knew the truth that set him free. And Jesus knew that truth as well. Jesus invites us into the truth of this mystery and reminds us, "They will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me."